It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American novelist Theodore Dreiser, born on this date in Terre Haute, Indiana in 1871. Dreiser was the leading American practitioner of naturalism, a literary movement that replaced Victorian notions of propriety with an unflinching presentation of subject matter drawn from real life. Among other themes, his novels explore the new social problems that had arisen in a rapidly industrializing America. Dreiser came from a large family that was forced to move often between small Indiana towns and Chicago as his German immigrant father sought employment. Young Dreiser's harsh experience of poverty and his early yearnings for wealth and success would become dominant themes in his novels. His spotty education in parochial and public schools was capped by a year at Indiana University. He began a career as a newspaper reporter in Chicago in 1892 and worked his way to the East Coast. While writing for a Pittsburgh paper in 1894, he adopted the speculations of the philosopher Herbert Spencer. Through his reading and his own experience, Dreiser came to believe that human beings are helpless, caught in the grip of instincts and social forces beyond their control, and he judged human society as an unequal contest between the strong and the weak. In 1894, he arrived in New York, where he worked for several newspapers and contributed to magazines. Dreiser began writing his first novel, Sister Carrie, in 1899, at the suggestion of a newspaper colleague. Doubleday, Page & Company published it the following year, despite qualms about the book, whose storyline involves a young kept woman whose immorality goes unpunished. Doubleday sabotaged its own product, it seems, limiting the book's advertising, and consequently it sold fewer than 500 copies. Dreiser nursed his hurt pride for almost a decade, working as a magazine editor, but he longed to return to fiction, and in 1911 he published his second novel, Jenny Gerhardt. Over the next 10 years, he began a fictional trilogy, as well as some novels based on his love affairs that drew heavy censure, a collection of short stories, some plays, a book of sketches, and 2 works of autobiography. In 1925, he published his first novel in a decade, An American Tragedy, based on a celebrated murder case. This book brought Dreiser a degree of critical and commercial success he had never had before and would not attain again. The book's highly critical view of the American legal system also made him the adopted champion of social reformers. The Great Depression of the 1930s ended his prosperity and intensified his commitment to social issues. Eventually, he would join the American Communist Party. Today, his fame rests largely on An American Tragedy, a complex and compassionate account of the life and death of the young antihero Clyde Griffiths. One influential critic called the book the worst-written great novel in the world, and it was adapted for the screen in an award-winning film in 1951 titled A Place in the Sun, with Montgomery Clift, Elizabeth Taylor, and Shelley Winters. Despite Dreiser's alleged deficiencies as a stylist, his novels succeed in their accumulation of realistic detail and in the power and integrity with which they delineate the tragic aspects of the American pursuit of worldly success. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 27th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.